Well, further north, New Zealand First Leader Winston Peters was campaigning. He says a dangerous settlement at Ihu Matau is just around the corner and only his party will stop it. During a speech at Orewa to around 100 people today, Mr. Peters said any deal over the disputed land would trigger a landslide of treaty claims at enormous taxpayer expense. He then went on to deny race baiting or staging the event at Orewa, the site of one of the country's most controversial speeches. Our reporter Annika Smith filed this story.
We intend also to remove divisive, race-based features from legislation. The principles of the treaty, never clearly defined yet ever expanding, are the thin edge of a wedge leading to a racially divided state and no obligations for local governments to consult Maori in preference to other New Zealanders.
A throwback to Don Brash's Orewa speech in 2004. It was, of course, the elephant in the room, as New Zealand First Leader Winston Peters took the stage at a community hall this afternoon. Mr. Brash had been here 16 years ago, and it was this location that Mr. Peters decided to draw Ihu Matau into the election campaign.
One law for all is again under threat, and nowhere more so than at a place just across the other side of the harbour, called Ihu Matau. You've all heard about it. But do you know what it means for you, your future, your children's future, and dare I say it, your grandchildren's future?
New Zealand First has been a vocal opponent of the protest movement at Ihu Matau. But Mr. Peters went further today, calling protest leader Pania Newton by name as among a group of Māori stuck in the past. He said Ms. Newton is not mana whenua and was no hero in his books for having sought to overturn a legitimate sale between Fletchers and local iwi. Mr. Peters says treaty settlements, once used to right wrongs, had become a cottage industry.
There's an industry going on there, and guess who's paying for it? You got a mirror in your home? Well, tomorrow morning, you have a good hard look, because that's who's going to pay for it.
Mr. Peters then laid out his opposition to the coalition government's attempts to resolve the dispute at Ihu Matau. He said he was never consulted over the decision to halt development because he was overseas at the time. His party also refused to invoke the agree-to-disagree clause of its coalition agreement with Labour.
We staved off any action before the 2020 election. But the question here in Orewa today is this: if Labour governs after the election by themselves, and heaven forbid, or with the Greens, God help us, then they will do a deal on Ihu Matau.
Speaking on behalf of protest group Soul, Kiani Matata Sipu said Mr. Peters' comments reek of desperation.
I think he's just scrambling for whatever he can to get his party over the line, and you find that when we get to this part of the election process, that desperation often calls for desperate measures, and that often comes with lots of scaremongering and lots of racism.
Mr. Peters batted away accusations he was race baiting or using Orewa's history as a platform after his speech today.
I'm here saying how important it is for everybody in this country, including Māori, to have a unity pathway forward. We can't go ahead with this business. I've said it all my career. Don't come along and be shallow and say I'm race baiting, because it couldn't be more false.
Labour's finance spokesperson Grant Robertson says the party is committed to finding a solution and believes one can be found if Labour is re-elected. As for today, it marks another chapter in Ihu Matau's colourful and controversial history. Mō te hōtaka o te atanei, ko Annika Smith aho.